And then finally, this week, Shabbos Parsha Mishpatim, this is the sikha that I gave out, the Rebbe said something more than he ever said before. What does the Rebbe say in this sikha? That week was the day that the President of the United States gave the State of the Union address. And he said that he had just met with the Prime Minister of Russia, and they came to agreement in the United and said that we're now going to go into a new tkufa, a new era, and that is to create a situation where there'll be world peace, and we take upon ourselves to destroy the weapons we have, especially the nuclear weapons, and that now whenever nations need to work things out, it should be through peaceful negotiations, not through fighting. And this wasn't just a talk or a speech, but there was a plan to actually start destroying nuclear weapons, getting rid of them, closing down factories that produce these weapons, thousands of people not having jobs because they're not going to have these factories anymore. And what are they going to do with the money? With the money, they're going to use it to enhance and improve the economic situation in the country. So the Rebbe said in the Sikha that we're now witnessing more than everything we saw until now. Not only Mashiach has revealed already, he's already making changes in the world. But there's a lot of amazing things in this Sikha, and we'll try as much as possible to go through some of the points. And the Sikha's in Hebrew. I'll read it in English as we go along, so I guess it'll take less time. But again, this is Shabbos Mishpatim, which is this week. Copies? Yeah, no, this is the copy, that's another sheet. You can give out to wherever else you can get. Yes. The Rebbe says, you do it, know that all the events that happen in the world are Hashgacha Pratis, and one could learn from these events a lesson in how to serve Hashem. That's any event. How much more so when it's a general event and a major event that's connected to the important and big countries in the world, the countries that's where most of the Yidden are living, countries that are very influential on the rest of the world. Being that the countries are big countries and the countries are important countries, it must mean that what you can learn from it in serving Hashem is also on a much larger scale and a much bigger scale than everything else. What happened in these days? First of all, the Rebbe said something which happened just this Friday, Erev Shabbos, where the heads of the superpowers got together with a number of other countries, and they announced the Tkufa Chadasha, a new era. And it's an era where we're going to eliminate war between countries, and this announcement is going to express itself as something very practical, very concrete, and that is to reduce and eventually destroy weapons of destruction, b'chlam, and to bring shalom and achdus amongst nations, that the nations should work together for the benefit of all of humanity. That's what happened this Friday, the Rebbe said. Erev Shabbos Parsha Mishpatim. Prior to this event was the speech that the Nasi gives to the whole country. Like I said, this is called the State of the Union. Once a year, the president of the country speaks to the whole nation. And in this speech, he already said that he's announcing a new era, and that the money that was normally used to produce these weapons will now be used to improve the economic situation of the country, and that this announcement has already been endorsed by the Congress. The Congress is the house that establishes the legislation for the country, and this is something which is also recognized according to Torah. So the Rebbe says, Yeshle is Biden, let's look into this, what we can learn from this, and from the event, the Chlal, the time that it happened, and the place that it happened, what does it mean for us? Base. What we can learn from this event is something which is very much negeya to Yidden, not just something in our Aveda, but also something which is very major, very general and primary in our Aveda, which is the Aveda bringing Mashiach. One of the prophecies regarding the Gula Mitzvah Shleima is the way it will affect the nations of the world. And the pasuk reads, "V'kitzu charbeisam le'itim, v'chani neiseiseihem le'mizmeres, le'yisa goya goy cherev, le'ilamdu oid mulchama, or le'yilmedu oid mulchama." That the nations of the world will take their swords, and they'll beat them, they'll become plowshares, they'll be used in the farm to help with things growing, food, and there will no longer be wars because all the nations will put down their swords. That's a prophecy that it says regarding the time of Mashiach. So the Rebbe says there's another nekuda here. Not only does the Eibishter promise us that when Mashiach comes, there will all be no more wars in the world, but part of the prophecy is that who's going to be the one that's going to make this happen? Melech HaMashiach. That's part of the prophecy. Where do we know this from? At the next paragraph, on page 363. L'hoishiv she'inyin zeh will be adei pulosa she'melech HaMashiach. And the Rebbe brings the psukim, this is all psukim in Yeshaya, where it says, v'shafat ben ha'goyim v'yichiach l'amim rabim. Where the Mefarshim explain, Mashiach, he'll be the one that he will influence the nation that they should no longer have war. And the nations of the world will come to him and they'll learn from him. It's all about Mashiach himself. So the Rebbe concludes, the Kivish should be Yom HaMelo. So now that we see that the nations of the world have openly announced that they're going to destroy the weapons, like I remember reading an article in those days that they asked a professor of a university that seemingly his function was, with a group of other professors and students, that they would predict the trend of politics, like what's going to happen in the future. And they asked him, are you disappointed? How do you feel about the fact that you didn't predict any of these changes that are going to happen in the communist countries? So he said, at the rate that things are happening, they're happening so fast lately, that we're quite satisfied if we can predict the past, forget about predicting the future. And he said it was just not long ago where there was a race, and the race was who could produce nuclear weapons faster and better than another nation. And now there's a race who could get rid of it quicker and who could get rid of it in the best possible way that it doesn't do any damage. A turnaround, 180 degree turnaround. So the Rebbe is saying this is literally what it says in the Nevuah. And not only that they will destroy these weapons of destruction, but the weapons of destruction will be turned into plowshares. What does that mean? And when they say that this money is going to be used to improve the economic situation, that means that the same money that was before used to produce swords and weapons of destruction is now going to be used to enhance our economic situation, which is mamish the words of this Nevuah. But what does it show us? Not only, the Rebbe says, that shows us, and it shows us that this Nevuah is already being fulfilled. In other words, this is not like other things where we say this is a sign that Mashiach is coming. Like sometimes when you travel somewhere, you see a sign. What does the sign say? Good news, New York, 100 miles away. Okay. So you know, you have a sign that you're getting there, you're near the place. This is not a sign. The words of the Rebbe here, look at the top of page 363, this is already the beginning of the fulfillment of this prophecy. This is this prophecy already unfolding, that the gula is already happening. Not only that, now comes the stronger part. And being that we find ourselves in the hechsted zeit, it's the high time for Mashiach to come, not only do we see changes in the world, we're already seeing something that Mashiach is already affecting the nations of the world. In other words, being that it says that this change is going to come through Melech HaMashiach, and we see the change already, so obviously Mashiach himself is making that change. Where did we see that? I guess if we would have seen that the Rebbe made a trip to Russia, then he made a trip to the White House, and then he met with the Russian Prime Minister and the American President together, and then after that they announced this announcement, okay, it would be quite obvious. That didn't happen. Look what the Rebbe says. Where do we see that Mashiach did this? The pasuk says, the hearts of kings and the hearts of ministers, when you see them making a policy and doing things, it's beyond Hashem. It's clearly Hashem is making them think this way, do things a certain way. So the Eibishter, through Mashiach, influenced these nations that they should make this announcement. Of course, it would be much more fascinating and much more exciting if we would actually see the Rebbe's involvement. But we'll soon learn a part of the Sicha where the Rebbe explains why did it happen such a way, why wasn't it openly Mashiach talking to the nations and telling them to change their policy? And they say, yes, you're right, and we're going to change it. Wouldn't that be better? So later, we'll see in the Sicha where the Rebbe explained that. The rest of the Sicha is talking about where could we see, the Rebbe is saying, where do we see that this change that the nations of the world made is connected to Mashiach? Again, for us as Chassidim, once the Rebbe said it, we don't need anything more than that. But nevertheless, the Rebbe is saying, where can we see it? So the answer is, in Oz Gimel and Dalet, that when we look at the precise place that was chosen and the precise time that it happened, that's where you can see that this is all a result of Mashiach. He made it happen. And before we go into it, I have to add, the Rebbe is not saying this. This is the proof. The basis that Mashiach made it happen is because the Rebbe said so. Well, the Rebbe says, for us, that's enough. But the Rebbe is just telling us, where can we see it? What's their visual that expresses that this is connected to Mashiach? And where is this? This is in the place that it happened. Gimel. Yesh lehoisim. Now when you look at the place and the time that it happened, you can see more clearly that this is a result of Mashiach. Why? Where did it happen? The place that it happened was in the United Nations. The United Nations is a place that has been designated for the nations of the world to negotiate in a peaceful way amongst themselves. Where is the United Nations? It's in our country, in this country, United States of America, and it's in this city, the city of New York, which means it's in the country and in the city of Beis Rabbeinu Shebabavel, Beis Chayenu, the place where there's the shul and the Beis HaMedesh and the house of Torah Tefillah of the Friedrich Rebbe, the Sidur Reinu. That he chose this place to spread Yiddishkeit. In other words, the Rebbe goes on to explain, when the Friedrich Rebbe came to America, America is called Chasi Kader HaTachta, which means the lower half of the globe. How do you measure higher and lower? Lower means Eretz Yisrael and where Yidden used to live for so many generations, that's the higher part of the globe. And America, it's only discovered recently, that's the lower half of the globe. When the Friedrich Rebbe came from Europe and moved here to America, it wasn't just a geographic change, but the Friedrich Rebbe himself explained that this was a spiritual change, that Torah and Chassidus and everything about all the Aveda of the Rebbe is being transferred from that part of the world to the lower part of the world. And the Rebbe explained that the reason for this is being that we're coming to the time where the world has to be transformed. The way to transform the whole world is where you go all the way to the bottom, like a building. If you want to lift an entire building, if you lift it from the 10th floor, the 9th floor, the 6th floor, it won't do the job. The only way to lift the entire building is to go to the bottom, lift it from the bottom. When you lift the bottom, the whole thing is lifted. In fact, that's what it says in Chassidus, why our world is the most significant. Our world is on the bottom. On top of this world, there are infinite worlds, Atzilas, Bri, Yetzira, Siyah, and infinite worlds above it. So when we lift our world, it actually lifts the whole spiritual realm with it. In our world itself, when we lift the lowest place in our world, then everything in the world is lifted. And what's the lowest place? Chatzi Kader HaTachta, the second, the lower half of the globe. And why is this called lower? What makes it lower spiritually? Because this is the place where initially there wasn't Torah and mitzvahs as it was for thousands of years in the other part of the world. So So the Rebbe says that therefore this country, United States of America, and specifically this city, this is where the Freedom Rebbe chose to be. So now let's continue on page 364. And on the last paragraph, V'yesh Leimar, 364, V'yesh Leimar, Shebekiyuma Shebegisha Achlata V'achrazazu, the fact that this meeting and this announcement took place in the city of Nesida Reinu, Kveit Kedushas Meir V'chomi Admar, that's where all the leaders of the other countries, including the leader of this country, had to come from the capital, which is Washington, Dafke here to New York City. And over here he made the announcement. Merumas, this is where you can see where it hints, and this is alludes to the fact, this is a manifestation of the fact that all this is happening as a result of the spreading of Torah and Yiddishkeit, spreading of justice and goodness in the whole world, that's being accomplished by the Nasi Adar, which is Mashiach Shabadar. In other words, being that it's all taking place in the city of Mashiach, therefore, it makes it obvious that it's being affected by Mashiach. So this is one of the most open sikhas, the Rebbe section in such an open way, that Mashiach is here, and the Nasi Adar is Mashiach, and that's why this is happening. And in the footnotes, the Rebbe says, but this is the United Nations, so where else should it be? But the Rebbe says, in fact, the reason why the United Nations is here is also because Mashiach is here. Because the United Nations was established for all sorts of reasons, but the real reason why Hashem established the United Nations was also preparing the world. There should be a platform where the nations could get together and work things out and negotiate in a peaceful way without war. In fact, the Rebbe shows that when was the United Nations established was when the Friedrich Rebbe came to America. So in other words, when the Friedrich Rebbe came to America, that's when they started building it in the 1940s. And when was it finally finished? In Tavshin Yud Aleph, when the Rebbe's leadership began. That's the time. So the fact that it happened in this time shows us that it's a result of Mashiach's influence. What about the time? When did it happen? So the Rebbe said it happened this time. So first, Aleph, the Rebbe goes into the day of the week. Beis, the Rebbe goes into the day of the month. Now we'll give out the other sheet. And then Gimel, the day of the time and the month. Look at Gimel. Right, the Gamza Iker. The way it's mixed at time, we see again that it's connected to Nesida Reinu. Being that this is the last Erev Shabbos, it's page 366 now. The Chodesh Shvat, the 11th month. And as we said, the 10th day in this month is the Shleimus Aveda, the completion of the Aveda of the Friedrich Rebbe. And on the 11th day of this month, that's when there's newness in his leadership. And that brings this world to the final completion of the Aveda. This is the last generation of Golas and the first generation of Gula. And it's already been happening for 42 years, which corresponds to the 42 journeys that the Yidden had in the Midbar before they were able to enter Eretz Yisrael. So the Rebbe concludes, Gam ba'azman. So we also can see in the time that it happened, the precise time, that the time is also connected to the Nasi Adar, Kveit Kvush as Meri V'chami Admar, which is the Mashiach Shabadar, that he is the one that's responsible for making these changes taking place. Which means that the fact that it happened in a place which is near 770, that shows that Mashiach is responsible for it happening. The fact that it happened near Yud Shvat and Yud Aleph Shvat, that again shows that Mashiach is responsible for happening. Because these are dates that are connected to Melech HaMashiach. So this is where we can see that this is a result of Mashiach. But now comes the second question. And that's the question that was asked before. If Mashiach is responsible for all these things happening, then wouldn't it have been more clear to everyone if you would actually see physically how Mashiach speaks to the nations of the world and they actually say openly, we're doing it because of you? Why does it have to happen in such a way that still leaves room for confusion? That they make their changes and we're saying it's the influence of Mashiach. So the Rebbe says this is understood by the fact that it's Parshas Mishpatim. The fact that it's Parshas Mishpatim is also very significant. So let's see what the Rebbe says about Parshas Mishpatim. We're continuing now on page 366 where it says Dalet. We can connect it to the Parshas HaShavua, Parshas Mishpatim, where it says, Ve'eila HaMishpatim HaShatosim L'fneihem. And Rashi says, why does it say Ve'eila with the Vav, which means as if it's a continuation of before? Rashi says, because it is. The Parsha before is about Har Sinai, and it's come to teach us, just like the Aseres HaDibros, we all know, was given at Har Sinai, so too, everything in this Parsha, which means all the Halachas, and all the intricate details of halacha, they were given from Sinai, just like those halachas. And Rashi concludes, the Fneihem, what does the Fneihem mean? The Lord of Fnei Goyim. You're not allowed to bring it to non-Jews that they should rule for us. Even if you know that the non-Jewish courts, the civil court, rules exactly the same way as Torah, in this situation, nevertheless, out the Eyu Bar Koy Shalahem, the pasuk says you're not allowed to go to the non-Jewish courts, you have to dafka go to a Bez. Why? What's the reason? If the non-Jewish court would rule differently than us, it's understood. We have to go according to Torah, not according to other systems of law. But if that system of law is going to give the same ruling as Torah, what's so terrible if I go to the court instead of going to a bezel? So this is the explanation. Techna shel Parshas Mishpatim, what this Parsha tells us is that even laws that pertain to ben adam l'chaveru, in other words, laws that pertain to how one person should relate to another person, and things which are understood b'seichel adam, things that are logical, in fact, that's what the word Mishpatim means. And the Gemara says, Mishpatim means things that are so logical, they're so reasonable, that even if the Torah wasn't given, Chas V'Shalom, we would have known to do them just by learning from animals. We would learn tznius from a cat. We would learn not to steal from an ant. And it goes on, we would learn different things just from animals. In other words, some things, like not killing and not stealing and honoring parents, and being moral and doing things in an ethical way, that's just simple logic. Nevertheless, even though it's logic, you have to do this because Hashem said so, not because it's logical. In fact, the Rebbe says these things are so logical, they're so reasonable, that even b'sichlam shel umas ha'olam, even the non-Jewish nations, also see the logic in it, and that's why they also rule the way the Torah rules. That if one person takes away money from another person, he's obligated to return, and other details of law that they pass in the same way we do, because it's logic. So this is the reason why it says right at the beginning of the Parsha, Eila Mishpatim, Av Eila Misina, you should know that the laws in this Parsha, which are all logical laws, most of them pertain to money issues, and just issues of justice and truth, even these mishpatim, one should observe them not because Seichel said so, but because Hashem said so in Har Sinai. And that's the reason why you're not allowed to go to a non-Jewish court. If you go to a non-Jewish court, even though technically and practically they'll give the same ruling, but that means you're showing by going there that you're doing it because it's Seichel. If you go to Beis Din Rabbanim, that shows that you're doing it because you follow Hashem. And Hashem gives his wisdom and his ratzon through the Beis Din. They're the ones to reveal what Hashem wants. But if I go to a civil court, that means that I'm approaching the observance of these laws on a very external level, just because it's logical. So what's the difference? Who says it? That's why you're not allowed to go to other court, because that's denying that I'm doing the mitzvahs, I'm following these laws because Hashem said so. That's the first thing. And this is a point which the Rebbe said this in many sikhs. And if you look back in the earliest years of the sikhs, the Rebbe reiterates this hundreds of times, that even mitzvahs which are the most logical, reasonable mitzvahs, we should do them because Hashem said so, not just because of seichel. And there's a number of reasons that are given for this. But I think we won't go into it now. we're going to the second point, which is a new point, which the Rebbe doesn't often speak about this. What's the second point? Another point. Eila mishpatim av elu misinai. When it says that these mishpatim also come from Sinai, it's telling us not only that we should be observing these halachas, because it says so in HaSinai, but it's telling us something deeper. Shagam hasibo lachiyu vasichli de mishpatim. The fact that it makes sense to us, and it's logical, and it's perfectly reasonable not to kill and not to steal and to be kind to people and to honor your parents, all these moral laws, why do they make sense? Mi Sinai, because of Sinai. Which means, Lulei Nisinasa Mi Sinai, if this wouldn't have been given at Har Sinai, then it wouldn't have made sense in the logic of people. In other words, what does this mean? Hasbara Bazev? Shachi of Sichli, the fact that in the way the mind works, in the way reason and logic works, it makes perfect sense, is a result of Hashem. And because the Eibishter's Ratzon is that we shouldn't do this, and the Eibishter's Ratzon really is way above our intellect, and Hashem wanted that his Ratzon, his will and his wish should manifest itself and should be incorporated in logic. And that's why it became logical. I just want to explain this briefly. There's a footnote here where the Rebbe brings an interesting thing from the Rambam. The Rambam says that when it comes to observing mitzvahs, every person should say, Efshi, I really could do this, but what should I do that Hashem told me not to do it? For example, eat something which is not kosher. For example, work on Shabbos. A person should say, the only reason I'm not doing it is because the Eibishter said so. But in essence, for my part, I would be able to do it. But because Hashem said not to, so I'm not doing it. So the Rambam says, but this only applies to Bein Adam Lamakim, not Bein Adam Lachaverim. A person shouldn't say, Be'etzim, I don't have a problem punching somebody in the face, kicking somebody in the stomach, stealing money from somebody. But the only reason I'm not doing it is because Hashem said so. But didn't we just say that we're only supposed to do mitzvahs because Hashem said so? So what's wrong with saying that? That in essence, I have no problem doing something which is immoral, no problem hurting someone, beating someone up, chas v'shalom, but I'm doing it, I'm following it because Hashem said so. So the Rebbe explained the following. Hashem gave us different mitzvahs. Certain mitzvahs, Hashem gave it in such a way that we can't even understand it, like shatness, laws of mikvah, laws of impurity. We can't understand it. It means Hashem wants us to do it purely because He said so. Other mitzvahs, Hashem gave it to us, told us that this is His wish, but He gave it to us in such a way that He wants this to become part of our personality. That we, by nature, should be repulsed by stealing or by lying or by being immoral in any other way. So in other words, it is because Hashem said so, but that's what Hashem said, that I want these things should be incorporated in your nature, should make sense to you, should become part of you, that you, B'pnimius, can't do it any other way. So when it comes to not eating, let's say, a food that milk and meat mixed, you could say, Mitzidi, I could eat it, but Hashem said so. I could do Malacha on Shabbos, but Hashem said so. But when it comes to doing things that are the character traits, not being jealous, not being angry, not being, all these things have to become so much part of us, that my nature is refined to the point that I can only do things that are moral and ethical, and I can't, but why is that my nature? Because Hashem said so. But Hashem said that He wants this to become the nature. So therefore, the Rebbe is explaining the chiddush in the pasuk, Eila mishpatim shetasnu lifnei, means the reason why these laws are reasonable and logical, that even the non-Jewish people in the world also make sense to them, and to them it's also immoral, it's also ethical, it originates from Sinai. Because Hashem gave these mitzvahs, and He wanted this to become the way people should be, this is why it makes perfect sense. If not for that, it wouldn't make sense the way it makes sense to us now. What is this Negei Tawa Inyan? So now let's turn the page. 368. This will also explain the event that just happened, the Hachlata and the Hachraza, the announcement of the nations of the world, of the Kitzur Chabesim Le'itim, that we should turn swords into plowshares. So the Rebbe says like this, to turn swords into plowshares, isn't this something which is logical? Sharei Seichel Anushi, human logic dictates that in order to have a civilized world, and a world that's going to be happier, things should be done, apitzedek v'yesha, not with war, not through destruction, rachman al-lachan, and logic would dictate to destroy all the weapons of destruction, and to turn these weapons into something that we could use to enhance our lives. Is this some like revolutionary thought that you need a rocket scientist to think of it? It's such a simple logic. Why fight and kill and cause so much bloodshed? Why not just do everything you possibly can to sit down and just work things out through peaceful negotiations? Isn't that something revolutionary? It makes perfect sense. Baba became, although it makes perfect sense, Meshech Kol HaDeiros, throughout all the generations, Isnalo Ribui Mulchamis, there were many wars between the nations of the world, and the wars caused so much destruction, so much devastation. The Nigur Namaschai Besech Lanush goes totally against human logic, but that's the way the world did it. And I guess the Rebbe is also bringing out another point. In those days, in other words, until recently, it was normal. It was acceptable. This was the way of the world. There was no problem with it. One nation wants to show its power over another nation. There's a war. You fight it out. Whoever wins, wins. Like today, even if a nation is ready to attack terrorists, there's an uproar. What kind of fighting and what peaceful negotiations? In other words, the world has a different perspective on things. Years ago, it was the most normal thing. No, that's bad that they're going to the extreme, but I'm just saying we see how the world perspective changed. Years ago, it was the most normal thing. It was the pride of a country. We fought 10 wars, and we conquered so many countries. No problem. This was the norm. In fact, I remember that in Tavshin Nun Beis, there's that famous sikh where the Rebbe spoke about that the song Aderes Vemuna. That this is a song that really is a national anthem of France. And this song was by Napoleon. His song of victory. And we know the famous Sikha that ever said that it was taken over to become a Chassidish Shenigan and so on. Just during that time, there was an article about the Rebbe in the New York Times. And someone sent me the article. But on the same page, it had nothing to do with the Rebbe, but there was a small little article about an uproar that just happened in France. And what did it say? I don't know the end result. I just remember reading this little article. It said there that they just had some children performing somewhere, and they sang seemingly the French national anthem, and the people were very repulsed by the words of the song, and they want to change the words. The words have too much violence in it. And they give an example, like one line there reads that the soil will be drenched with the blood of our enemies. We want to change that. We'll be holding hands together in peace. Amot Nazach, for 200 years, they sang this song. There was no problem. This is the pride of our country. We can say that the soil will be drenched with the blood of our enemies, and everybody sings it, and everybody's excited. All of a sudden, it's unacceptable to say. How do you speak like that? Let's talk more about what happened. That's what they're saying. This was seichel, always it was seichel, that violence isn't good, and loss of life isn't good. There's no chiddush here. And yet, for all these years, it was the most acceptable thing that you want to get what you want. It's a war. Whatever happens, happens, and we get what we want. And now it became unacceptable. We must say, Shasiba Amitis Lakach. The real reason why in the recent time we see Hashi'ifa, we see that there's a direction in the world to end wars, and is the beginning of a new era. That the world should be based on tzedek v'yesha, on justice, on shalom, on unity and peace, as it was emphasized in this recent announcement that the nations made, is not mitzat seichel, because seichel was there all the time. The reason and the logic behind it was always there. But the main reason is because we're coming close to the time that the Torah announced it's time for swords to be turned into plowshares. And because the Torah announced it, that's why it started to make sense to them. The Rebbe concludes, Al Pizah Yeshleimer, that this announcement of the nations of the world about turning swords into plowshares is a result of the announcements of Man Malkir Abanon, the fact that the Torah scholars announced that Hinei Zeh Melech HaMashiach Bo, starting with, first of all, the Rebbe himself, the Siddur Reinu, that he said that all the Avedas ended and were ready for Gevula, and also the Pesak Din of Rabbanim. As we know, the Rebbe was very much into Rabbanim paskening that Agiyas Ban Agula, and the time of a Melech who's the descendant of Beis David, Becheskas Shul Mashiach, has come that he should rise until the time will also be Mashiach Badai. This Pesak Din, once the Torah paskened it, once the Rebbe said it, this affected the world, and now the world and the nations of the world are saying it from their perspective. In other words, the Rebbe is explaining that this is a higher inyan than if this would have come directly. Rebbe, for example, would meet with them and say, I think it's time to put down your swords and start making peace. Okay, Rabbi? Makes a lot of sense. We'll stop. It's a beautiful thing, and we see how Mashiach is influencing, but that's not the ultimate. In fact, all the sikhas of the Rebbe talks about this nekuda, that when one force influences something else, it's not the ultimate, because it's not its own, it's from someone else. It's like the wind carries a piece of paper, and the paper's having a great time. It flies to the 10th floor, the 20th floor, the 100th floor, it's a machaya, it's flying. But the difference between the paper and the bird is, when the wind stops, the bird keeps going. The paper goes back down to the floor, it's all gone. Why? Because its flying is not its own. It's because of the wind. It didn't become part of me. When do I know that it comes part of me? Where I feel it's coming from me. In other words, that influence so much penetrated, it was so much incorporated into my heart and my mind, that it became me. Now it's coming from me. So the Rebbe is saying, if the Rebbe announces it's a time of Gula, and the Rebbe makes changes in the world, that's a spiritual change. True. The fact that the nations of the world came together, and openly it's not coming from here, they say, we decided it's time to end wars, time to come out with peace. That's the sign that Mashiach's influence became part of the rest of the world. It became part of the nations of the world. And now it's coming from them. And they themselves, but where is it coming from? It's coming from Mashiach. Just like Mishpatim Bechlal makes sense, not to kill, not to steal, to honor parents. And yet, where does it come from? Mishinai? Same thing here, the fact that the nations of the world are talking about such amazing things, that's coming Mishinai. They think this Sicha, besides the fact that it explained what happened then and all these amazing things, it's Bechlal that ever teaches us how to look at the events of the world. Like just now we had the story with Iraq. Again, without the Rebbe's sikhas, you look at the story of Iraq, it's a political change, and Bush made a mistake, it didn't make a mistake, it worked out good for the Jews, this, that. The way the Rebbe teaches us to look at these things is, this is Geula coming, and it comes out from all different ways. That the nations of the world begin to do things to destroy evil, and to get rid of things that are interfering with peace, and even though they do it for their reasons, and it could even be they're doing it for their political agendas, it doesn't matter. It's really the Ruach of Mashiach and the influence of Mashiach that's influencing the nations of the world to do things that are leading up to Geula and having the Geula unfold. And the Rebbe clearly said that the downfall of Iraq is the downfall of Babel. And the downfall of Babel means, by definition, the rise of Yerushalayim. And therefore the Rebbe said, as we see Iraq falling, we're going to see Yerushalayim rising. And when the Rebbe said it, Iraq fell in an incomplete way. That was Tavshin Nun Aleph. And then Iraq was destroyed and taken over completely. And then the leader of Iraq, the Khalifa that's the source of the whole thing, was captured. So clearly we see that happening. We as Chassidim, looking through the Rebbe's eyes, realize that whatever is happening is Mishinai. It's all the influence of Mashiach. And that brings the downfall of Iraq. That brings the rise of Yerushalayim. And the same thing with any event that happens, that we have to look at it in a Mashiach way, realizing where it's coming from, and even though we have the emunah, but the Rebbe teaches us that emunah is one thing, we should make every effort to also see it. So when you look at events happening in the world, and you see the connection to Mashiach, you see the Rebbe's words being fulfilled in a very concrete and very tangible way. And the Rebbe should help that we shouldn't need sichas to help us see it. We should see it naturally, with our eyes of flesh, this galus of the Rebbe, taking it as out of galus, taking me on mamash.